One thing I kind of like hate about track and field, bro, like there's no schedule. Like that really like bugs me at times. Like I was looking at it today as we're planning like for the show, like what should we talk about? There's not that much going on. Like, dude, there's no real like set schedule of like what things happens. Like there's a schedule. Like there's a schedule you can look at, like in the high school rank, there's a schedule that you can look at for NCAAs, like there's a schedule you can look at for junior colleges. There's a schedule you can look at for pros domestically. There's a schedule you can look at for pros internationally. There's a schedule that you can look, like, you know what I mean? There's like five different schedules.
Where's everybody gonna be at though?
Like, you know, there's so many different schedules. So I guess that's the challenge of like what we gotta do is try to like curate that. And like what these other people gotta do is like curate that and like make sure people's getting the information. But like that's something that's just really annoying, just on the back end. Like there's so much going on, like all the t there's so much or so much so little going on all the time. You just don't know when it's happening. Like a lot of times, it's hard to keep up.
And the college season gets mixed in to the pro season. So you got, college athletes racing against pros at, let's say, Mount SAC or Stanford, and you're like, oh, that dude is gonna beat Centro because he beat him at the Stanford invite. But little do you know, the Stanford invite to a lot of these pros, that's like going to all comers. That's how early it is in the season, to be honest.
Yeah, facts. Facts. But shoot, if you join the ride, you're on Two Black Runners. We gonna give that to you. So let's get into it. I'm Joshua Potts, Mr. Possible Odds, the brother of the same mother, Aaron Potts, Subaha Potts, and you're watching and listening to your favorite Two Black Runners every single
Tuesday. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, like you said, Joshua, we're in a weird point in the season right now. Indoors, just finished up. People are going to Belgrade right now, getting ready to run World Cross Country. A little bit of outdoor meets. I think Stanford is coming up this weekend. That's why I kind of mentioned it.
And Texas.
But we're kind of in a little like a, well, the 10 just happened, but we're kind of like in a little bit of a break period starting of outdoor. Building up to the Olympics, bro. Like,
yeah, it's going to be exciting. This is like, this is what we've been waiting for the since 2020. We like kind of got robbed 2020, 2021, and didn't get that true Olympic experience. But dude, going into this year, we're going to get all of that, even a better sleep schedule with it as well. 2021 was kind of rough, kind of watching that, but 2024 will be better with Paris. It'll be a little bit better. It'll be a little bit better. It'll still be pretty tough though. But it's gonna be exciting, just the buildup of that as we get more into the outdoor season. April is gonna be super exciting, super busy for track and field world, for us at times too, as we travel and meet. So I'm sure we'll be discussing that more. Like, you guys should be following us more on Instagram, should be following us more on Instagram, just the podcast, because like things aren't stopping anytime soon and we're excited to just keep it going. And in that spirit of getting into track and field season, Aaron, should we just get into the podcast? What are we doing today?
Yeah, no, let's hop into it, bro. Unless you're trying to talk about that Kendrick and Drake beef, how Kendrick just bodied my boy, we could just get into the track.
Oh. Why a lot of people, have you been seeing people saying the Kendrick, J. Cole, like Kendrick, J. Cole, Drake? A lot of people saying Kendrick. A lot of people saying get Kendrick out of like those three. When they're saying pick one, take one, pick out Kendrick, J. Cole, or Drake. A lot of people saying take out Kendrick.
Yeah, I mean, it's just because like Drake makes like the catchy, the catchy corny songs. That's what he's for. But if you want to hear some real, traditional golden era hip hop and rap, I mean, Kendrick is your guy. Cole is your guy, in my opinion. If we're really talking about bars, man. Like, it's like, you know what I'm saying? I listen to Kendrick, I'm like, oh, that was crazy. Drake is cute. Like, it's fun and it's cute, you know what I'm saying? But when Kendrick come out, you know, he said, you know, Prince outlives Mike Jack. Like, I'm sorry, that was hard. That was hard. That was crazy.
Kendrick was coming for their neck, both of their necks. So it's interesting.
Get into this track world. Let's get into this track news, though.
All right. Now let's get into this, though. So today we're going to be ranking our favorite things about track and field. We're actually going to do a tier rank of our favorite things in track and field. We have five different rankings that we're going to do this. We're making this on this app called Tier Ranking, and we got gold, silver, bronze, All-American, and DNF. Obviously, gold, silver, and bronze, self-explanatory. You know, that's how we do things, you know, especially in the Olympic year. That's how we do it, gold, silver, bronze. All-American, we got that in there. That's basically saying, you know, that person's world-class. That person's right there off the podium. Like, they nice, but, like, they ain't gold, silver, or bronze. Like, they cool. And then DNF, no one wants a DNF. Like, that's no one wants to do that. If people want the DNF, Aaron would have DNF'd in that LA marathon. But he pushed man. Through. He pushed never. Through the camps.
Never
and made sure
DNF,
that he did
though.
DNF. So, like, that's where we don't want to be at this moment. You feel me? And so I have four different categories as we go through. I believe these 24 items of our favorite track and field things, and they're separated in record-breaking moments that we can have, performance-based performance that we can have, and then I have some things about, like, just general track knowledge as well, and then some things about being on a team that's really cool as well in there too. So yeah, let's get into it real quick, and we'll do it one time. I'm moving a whole bunch of stuff.
One question I got is, there, what is the max amount we could have in each category? Are we just gonna find that out as we go?
We're gonna find out as we go, bruh. Like, we the authors of this. You feel me?
Okay. Cause I'm just saying, if we put too many in one at one point, then it's like, oh shoot, there's no takesy backsies.
No, we could change it. We could change it up. We can change it up as we go.
Okay.
Yeah, we can change it up as we go. All right, first one. Should we do the records last, or yeah? Let's go this way first. Let's go this way first.
Carbonites.
Carb nights, classic, especially if you're cross country. We can even say this, any pre-race, pre-event meal with your team where you're hanging out the day before and just having fun, bro. Where were carb nights? Where should we put carb nights at?
I'm gonna go All American.
All American?
Yeah. What would you say? Like, All-American, because, like, carb nights are cool and whatever, but, like, I'm not going to say, oh, they're completely trash, but, like, I could also go without a carb night, you know? That's a high... In high school, it's a classic. It's a classic. College, eh. After college, it's, like, even in more in. You know what I'm saying? Because when you're a grown man, you know, you might just want to chill with your girl. Or by yourself, play the game, go to sleep. I don't know. That's why I'm gonna put that All American.
It's true.
Or would you?
You a okay. Dang, man, it's a grown man decision. It's about to turn 30 years old. This man different now. Come on. Okay, I see you.
I used to love carb nights though. I used to love carb nights, but I could do without them. I'm not gonna put them on DNF though. I'm gonna give it All American though. It's something.
But I'm gonna put it bronze. I want to put it bronze for the exact reasons that you brought up. Like, honestly, the way that it's a high school classic.
It's a classic in high school.
High school classic. Things be going down at the carb nights. Like, drama be happening.
That's why it's All American, because unnecessary things happen in high school at the carb night.
You'll be jumping in the pool, and the coach be all like, bro, why are you jumping in the pool? We had the, you got the, they bringing out the Xbox, the PS5, you feel me? And battling out on FIFA, 2K, Call of Duty, Black Ops, No Scope, who's going to win, dueling it out. I think that's why it's bronze, bro. Those are unforgettable memories. I feel like more memorable than some meets in my case.
What I mean,
we could keep it all American. I guess
keep
that's
it all American. Let's keep it all American for now. Let's keep it all American for now.
All right. Okay, we'll keep it for now. All right. About a runner's high. A runner's high, or if you're not a runner in the zone, you're just hitting all of your jumps, throwing, getting all of your throws in at the exact mark you want. A runner's high, where does that rank?
See, for that, I will put that on. I put that at bronze. Over. Silver? I don't know. I'm just looking at other stuff. But I'm saying maybe bronze for that one, because that applies to, like, when you're working out and, you know, in the race.
I don't know. I think I'm going silver, bro.
You can put like, it on this,
it's like, imagine having a runner's high in a race. Like, that's elite. Just being on another level, you finish your race and you're not even tired. You know what I mean? And like, you run the best race of your life. Like, I feel like that happens for a lot of people. They just zone out and they out of it. I'll say that's a silver. But like, sometimes you can be in that zone and like, you don't pay attention. So that's why I want to put it gold, to be honest. But that's why I'm saying silver.
I mean, the clipping off those times, and I mean, feeling the least amount of pain you can in a race, you know, that's always feels great, you know. But I think about it more so almost in like workouts, like, or like or on a run, or when you're done with that feeling you get right when you're done with a run, and you're like, man, I'm that dude, you know what I'm saying? We could put that silver. We could put that silver. A good runner's high, you know, a good runner's high when you feel like a crackhead a little bit. No, I'm just
kidding.
There you go.
All right. What about this may apply more to the woman out there. You feel me? A fresh track and field uniform. I really feel like women love having about a fresh track and field uniform. Look good, race good, but men do too.
I don't know. This might apply to me. I want to look. You know, in my heyday, you know, I'm getting a cut before my race. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting the cut, get the beard lined up. You know what I'm saying? Got to get the chain right too. Got to make sure your socks on point. Like, I don't know, man. I think that applies to the fellas too. I ain't trying to be out here looking raggedy.
Where you? I'm putting fresh track and field fit. All American or bronze. I don't think it's that.
Nah, to me, that's a silver. That might be a gold, man.
What?
What you mean? I can't. Come on.
Okay, so think about this, though. Think about you a pro. You wearing the same thing as everybody else.
No.
You feel me?
No, I'm going to be finding a way to be different. I'm going to be on my Shaqiri. Don't worry. I'm going to find a way to be me. I'm going to have a chain on. I'm going to have some sunglasses on like Lopez Lamont. We were just talking about Central. I'm going to have the freshest cut. You know, imagine if I was a pro distance runner and I was out there with waves spinning. Come on, bro.
Hey, to tell you
that'd
the truth,
crazy.
I haven't seen one 1500 meter runner. I haven't seen one 5000 meter runner. I definitely haven't seen a 10K runner with waves.
And so, I mean, it's hard to maintain waves when you're running that much, you know, to be honest.
Bro, if you run the 10K and you got waves, send us a picture, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Send us a picture, bro. If you run the 10K and got waves, send me a picture. God, I've never seen that.
That's why I'm saying it's higher than All American, bro. If someone was out there looking fresh like that, you would be like, hey, how many trash people do you know that be looking fresh, though?
Facts.
I don't know. Only the best ones.
Let's do a bronze. Bronze, put bronze for now.
We can put a bronze for now.
All right. Well, like a friendly rivalry, you know? I think it's low key. Low key could be gold, bro.
I don't know.
This could be the fuel to your fire. A friendly rivalry
friendly?
That really like motivates you.
But it's friendly. Like, what do you mean by friendly? Because like, you know, I almost want to almost I like a non-friendly rivalry. I ain't even gonna cap. You know what I'm saying? I want to put hands. I like going into a race wanting to put hands on somebody.
What, bro?
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, Draymond.
Wait, like,
hold on. You acting like Draymond right now.
I want to put my hands on somebody. Like, I want to, like, that friendly rivalry, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of friends. You know what I'm saying? And I race against them hard and I want to beat them. But if I'm not your friend, it's low key a little different. Like, you know, that might motivate me a little bit. I don't know. It's kind of fun to have an unfriendly rivalry too, though.
You got okay, Draymond. Okay, man. I'm saying I would really think it puts gold because I think that could really be the fuel to your fire. Unfriendly rivalry, that could really break someone down.
But you want to break, but you, yeah, if you the one breaking the person, it feel good though.
Man, you low-key evil, bro. You need to chill out, man.
Hey, man. Chris Chavez, I'm coming for you.
I just kidding.
No.
But so what you think? Bronze? You want to go bronze? I don't think it's all American. I think
I put it bronze. You know, I could say I have friendly rivalries like your teammates that you're battling with, and then you see them do good, and you're like, dang, I could do that too. So like, yeah, no, friend rivalry is good. It's good. That's shout out to my boy Chris Chavez again. Oh, I'm just playing.
I think this is all American. Doing a favorite workout, all American.
Yeah, like, I mean, I could put that I do at DNF. Like, who cares?
DNF?
Like, you could put it at DNF. But it's not,
I'll put it at All-American. I think for some, bro, this gives people life. This gives people, some people. Actually, bro, I don't need that.
Exactly. A workout is a workout, you know?
When I'm really in the doghouse, bro, I'm getting up no matter what. You feel me?
Exactly, bro. A workout is a workout.
I don't need the extra motivation.
You just look out to, look forward to workouts. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes just going on a rally for a distance runner, just going on runs sometimes is just monotonous and boring. It's fun to like, okay, let's go put our hand in the fire today. And let's see what happens.
Okay, what about end of season banquet? Where would you rank that? It doesn't even have to be, let's not just limit this high school. You feel me? Or club.
You know,
let's like, even just at the end of the season, you at the bar, bro. You going out with your friends, like end the season, wrapping things up. End the season.
All right. Hey, put that on gold, fam. The high school banquet is trash, bro. But the end of the season.
Wait, hold on. I had a lit high school banquet. My senior banquet, bro. We had a dance afterwards.
Y'all had a dance? Okay, that's turn.
Come on, bro. That's what happens when you go to NXN. That's what happens to you, the best Roosevelt cross-country team of all time.
Okay, when you put it that way, it is different. It's even like after the, you could even say like after the marathon when it was your birthday, you know, are you riding that high? You know, you just accomplished it. Or you just finished running the New York City Marathon. You know, you could, and now all your friends are going out to go do stuff or at the Olympic trials, if the Olympic trials are over, no, put that on gold. That's gold. Like,
that's gold?
You know? That's gold or that's silver. It's silver because if you do trash, like, you're kind of like, but like, I don't know, the season's over. I'll put that at gold. It's gold or silver.
Let's put silver. That's silver for now. Silver for now. If we got too many golds at the end or too many silvers, we'll see. All right, next one, next category. Let's go over this one so we can mix this up because those other ones are kind of fun. Well, you can't really read it, but out kicking someone or like winning on your last attempt. Out kicking someone or winning on your last
gold.
Attempt.
That's gold. That's gold. There's nothing better than out kicking somebody.
Shoot. I think you're right, man. I think that's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Like, one of the best moments of my career was being at Junior Olympics. Like, it was first round 800. I ran down this kid and to go in, and I was actually the last person to qualify into the final for the 800. But we were battling the last 100, ran him down. And as I crossed the line, I waved my arms like a bird. And I said, caca, caca. You feel me? Because
you did that? Yeah. That's crazy. That's crazy. You did that to an 8-year-old, bro? That's crazy.
You talking about? Bro, like the whole time I was finishing the last 100, I'm all like, bro, I'm about to wave my hands after I pass this dude up. I already knew. I was like, it was money in the bank, you know? Sometimes you just got it like that at times, you know?
That's crazy.
Sometimes you just got it like that. Or about this right here. You get a PR, but you lose. PR, fastest race of your life, but you lose the race. Where does that rank?
You know, it all depends on the race, right? But, like, because it's like, if it's like at the Olympics, you know.
But just any race, bro, any race, getting a PR.
I guess it could be any race. It doesn't mean that you get second. You could be getting like, what if you get last place, but you still PR, you know? I would say.
Bronze or All-American? Like
it depends on what stage you're at in your career and stuff, too. I don't know. Yeah, I would say bronze or All-American.
Yeah. Bronze are All-American. Yeah. So winning your event, just playing out, winning, whatever it is, winning your event. Maybe that's too broad.
Gold.
I don't know.
Gold. That gold. Winning gold. Is gold. Winning is
yeah,
gold.
That is why we do this. That is why we do this in a lot of circumstances, to win, you know? To win. All right, that's cool. Getting a personal record, getting a PR, just flat out. Where does that rank? Gold, silver?
Silver. Let's put silver, because you're just saying PR. That's cool. Silver. PRs are always something to be happy about.
So this is the question. This is the question now. So you're saying silver. I'll put it there for now. What's more important to you, winning an event or getting a PR?
I think winning. It's hard to win, bro. You could PR. It's hard. It depends on who you are, I guess, but it's hard to win. There's plenty of people that be getting PRs all the time, but they don't be winning the races. You're going to get more PRs than more wins.
That's true.
I think it depends on, like, what level you're at. Like, because once you're a professional, like, you just want to win for sure. And even, like, I think the only time where you're thinking about times is when you're in high school and you're trying to, like, get a scholarship. Or maybe, like, in college, you're trying to qualify. But ultimately, even in college, you get to a certain point where you're, like, you're just trying to win. Like, wow. You know, you just want to be able to say you're the conference champion or you're a national champion. Or you're just thinking about what places you got. You want to be an All-American. Like, that's, like, not the winner, but it's just ranked by winning and not by, like, I broke four.
Man, why you say it like that? But I think the only thing I will say to that is I think I agree with you, but you brought up, like, the high school, because I think one of my most memorable races in cross country comes from a race I didn't win. Is like when I ran my PR at CIF prelims. And, like, our team qualified to the next round, and I stepped up, and I was number 5 on that day. Like, that was, like, probably my most memorable race. I remember that race like it was yesterday.
Did y'all win?
No, we didn't win, but, like, we qualified the next round. But I only won one race, one cross-country race in high school. That was a JV league meet my junior year. I won the JV race, only cross-country race ever. Like, I feel like it's really hard to win a cross-country race, but, like, I don't remember that race at all. All I remember is, like, crossing the line and being hyped. So it is
That's true.
That I remember more of that PR in a way, though. Like, I remember
That's
more of
That's an interesting topic, because I'm, like, thinking, I have, like, some, like, epic races that I remember that, like, I, like, when I hit, like, PRs. But I have, like, some wins that weren't PRs, but they were epic wins. Like, I don't know. I'm not going to ever forget winning my conference in college. But I did PR in that race, too. But what I remember most about that race is, like, winning. But I also remember, like, in high school when our school broke the school record in the 800. Like, I didn't win that race, but that was, like, an epic race that I, like, will remember, you know?
No.
I don't know.
I feel you. All right, about right here. Winning Olympic gold. We're keeping on topic of winning. Winning Olympic gold. That's gold.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing really higher.
I'm going to put that, too. We can even rank it like this, so that's ahead of this. Like, winning Olympic gold. As ahead of out kicking, you feel me, winning your event, like winning Olympic gold is gold. The top, like a different bracket, low key, winning Olympic gold. That's all right. Winning a national title. Gold?
Yeah, we could put that gold.
Ahead of out kicking.
Yeah.
I'm kicking, winning. All right, here we go. You want to do records? You want to do records, or you want to do some teammates?
Let's go back and forth on these.
Go back and forth.
Yeah.
What was that sound? You hear that? Okay, I don't know what I heard. All right. All right, let's do this. A post-race meal. Low-key, I think it's gold, bro.
Really?
Like, I've been talking to a lot of people, you feel me? Because I did some of these, the blind rankings. Elizabeth Leachman, she likes the post-race meal. Yard and the Goose likes the post-race meal. And you really think about it, like, post-race meal is up there. Post-race meal, chilling with the friends. They don't even have to be the friends. Just, like, eating something big afterwards. If you like to eat afterwards, shoot. That stuff.
That's what I'm saying. Like, for me, it's like, it depends. Like, sometimes, like, I just can't eat or I don't know. Post-race meal to me is, like, pretty low.
Pretty low? What do you
mean
low?
All American or bronze.
What, you said all American or bronze?
Yeah, maybe even just all American, because it really depends on the day.
Dude, I can't do that, bro.
Yeah, we could play a silver.
We gotta put that silver. We got the post race meal hits, bro. That hits different. That hits different. All right, you talked about earlier breaking a school record. Gold or silver?
I'll put that.
This only goes up to college too, so keeping that in perspective in a way for us. We have other stuff about coming up.
Honestly, bro, in my opinion, I think breaking a school record is gold.
It's gold?
Because in my opinion, like, regardless of what level you're at and what school you went to, if you break a school record, you go down in history as the fastest person or the person to jump the farthest or to throw the farthest ever in that history with the resources there that are presented for you. So I always think, like, if you're, like, someone who's in your, like, school's, like, top 10 or anything, like, I think that is, like, an honor to have when you have that. Like, you, if you were to pass away, your name, you would still be alive. Like, that's pretty crazy.
That's valid. I'll put it up there. Is it, you think that's comparative winning a national title?
No. I think winning a national title obviously is bigger, but I don't know. It may be silver, but let's put it at gold right now.
I think it's gold. But honestly, bro, maybe you could argue, like, imagine having the national record, the school record in the 1500 at Oregon.
Yeah.
Or winning a national title. Just like a U.S. 1500 meter title.
Yeah, more people are going to remember you because you're the legend that was at Oregon. Maybe you will never won a national title, but you just ran 333 one time.
So that's what I'm saying. Maybe I think breaking a school record may be above the winning national title, depending on the school.
It can be. Yeah.
Should we put it above this?
No, I don't know. Winning a national title?
Like, I depending where your school record's at.
Yeah. Let's come back to that.
Okay, about so we did that one. Pre-race music. Where's pre-race music ranked for you? I would low-key say All-American. All-American for me, to be honest. I always listen to my music. I would always listen to it. But then a lot of times I would do, like, 2 hours before. I would put in my headphones, listen to my music, like, for that hour leading up. And then I would take it out and, like, just, like, have fun for that next hour as I warmed up or, like, be kind of serious. And then I would work. And then I would, like, go and run. But, the 2 hours before, I would, like, listen to music, lock in. But what do you think about pre-race? I would put it all American. That's I want to say it's DNF though.
I like listening to music before races a lot. Like, even before this marathon, which was, like, not that serious of a race. Like, I was still, like, I love getting into that mode. Like, for sure. Yeah, you can leave it all American. It could be even almost bronze for me. Music gets me going.
All American head of Carbonites.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Pre-race music head of Carbonites?
Yeah, if I was to have to pick one that I needed before a race, like, more so, I would pick the pre-race.
All right, we can do that. All right, about here, breaking a high school national record. So we have national record. We haven't got to break
I mean, record. I put high school national, yeah, I would put that up.
Gold?
I'd put that gold before breaking the high school record, because like, what if you're Michael Granville?
You said ahead of breaking the school record?
Yeah. Shoot, it's close to being, it might be better than the national title. It's going to be hard at the end. Because like, think about Michael Granville. That man lives forever.
Yeah, we can come back to that. We'll put these at gold, and then we'll come back at the end, because a lot of these are going to be gold as we arrange them at the end. A lot of these national records ones that we have. All right, let's do this. Seeing your teammates win a race, win an event, seeing them do well. I'm gonna put this at bronze. I have one on here that I like more.
This way, hater, bro.
No, I have one on here that I like more that I think could be gold. But I think seeing your teammates win, like, it's cool. But like, I think there's one on here more that's better than related to that. Like, it's cool without seeing people win, you know.
I was gonna say gold or silver, bro. Like, that'd be getting me gassed up. Like, let's go. Come on.
I say silver.
All right.
I say silver. Yeah. I say silver. All right. Breaking an NCAA record. NCAA record, fastest in college history. Where would that rank? We're putting gold, obviously.
Yeah.
We can just leave it there.
Gold.
All right, gold.
Yeah, put it on gold for now.
Yeah, we can come back and change it. All right. Butterflies. I low-key like butter. I think butterflies is low-key gold for me. Butterflies is gold for me. I'm not even gonna cap. Butterflies is gold. Like, butterflies before race. Like, we talked about this conversation before on Thanksgiving. There's nothing anywhere in life, bro. You have butterflies, it's trash. But to have butterflies before your race is like only place that's really allowed, and you can express yourself and like be nervous, and you're allowed to be nervous. So I think butterflies is gold, because like, cherishing those nerves is you can't get that anywhere else, in my opinion.
Yeah, I put it gold or silver, because sometimes it's just, you know, like I like to do things to like challenge myself.
Exactly.
But butterflies also is just like anxiety. It could just be anxiety, bro, like a lot of the times. But it's the fact that, like, you know, having anxiety before a race, it gives you an opportunity to like overcome it. And then, like, you know, you might have anxiety before, like, you might have a butterflies before like a presentation or something. But yeah, when you reframe it to something positive, just, oh, this just means I really care. And like, you know, like, it's not going to stop you from performing. Like, it's going to, you get, when you learn how to fuel that, that's why you listen to music and stuff like that. Like, it sets you up to do something big. I don't know. For me, it's like silver, bro, to be honest. Yeah, we'll see. Dang,
bro, this is high level silver. This is first place silver.
That's better than a runner's high.
Yes, bro. This is better than a runner's high. Butterflies are better than a runner's high.
I don't know, man. But okay, you can put it there for now.
But I think it's better than a runner's high, bro. Breaking a meat record, gold.
Nah, it's breaking a meat record. It's not as, I don't know. It's cool, but it's just like, what if you break a meat record, but it's not like your school record. It's not the NCAA record. It's not like, you know? Like, so when I won conference in college my freshman year, I won, and I had the meet record. Because that was like the first or second time of the conference. But I didn't care about that. I was like, hey, I got the dub. You know what I'm saying? I forgot. We like a year later, they're like, oh yeah, you have the meet record here. I was like, wait, what?
True. Okay. And when you put it like that, it's low-key bronze.
That's what I'm saying. It ain't even like, you know.
Because my mind goes to breaking a meet record. I go to like my middle school and elementary school track meet. I have the 800 meter record still.
That's facts. That's, you know, cool.
Like, that's cool to look back on. And just
like your turkey trot, like the turkey trot back in like the sixth grade. And let's say you won it and your record is still there. You're not thinking about that turkey trot though. You're not thinking about that. Let's be honest.
Bro, I get up every single morning and I look in the mirror. I'm all like, bro, I'm the sixth grade record holder at the River Heights turkey trot.
What?
Like, I got something to live for today.
I'll put that bronze, bro.
All right. I think you're right. Shoot. I thought that was gold. Yeah, you're right, bro. You're right. You're right. I gotta grow up. Is that better than a fresh track? You know what?
Nah.
A friendly rivalry?
It's like right. It's friendly rivalry is a little bit better.
Get a PR but losing?
I'll put it in front of that.
All right. About a naps at track meets, taking a nap.
That's DNF for me.
It's in between low-key DNF and All-American.
If I have to take a nap at a track meet, I'm probably kind of upset because I got to be. That means I've been there for way too longer than I wanted to be.
Facts. It's low-key in between. We can put a DNF, though. I know some people like that. Like, some people always be taking naps. So, like, we go, all right.
I'm just trying to get in and get out, bro. I'm not trying to be at the track meet for 8 hours. Like, and I'm not trying to, if I'm there for 3 hours, I'm not trying to sleep until I have to go warm up. Then I'm, like, all groggy. Like, nah.
All right, three more, and then we'll rearrange this gold. Breaking a national record. Where are we putting that?
We'll put that at gold.
Gold? Oh, we can just talk about it later. Put that gold. I'll just put it right there for now. All right, so this is when I feel like this one's gold. Cheering on teammates, bro. Cheering on teammates, especially cross country. You know, I think if you like when you're running cross, bro, you gotta be sweating just as much. If you're cheering on cross country, for me especially, I'm sweating just as much as the athletes. Especially if it's my teammates cheering them on, or just seeing them do well, and not even seeing them do well or bad, like just cheering them on. I think that's gold in my eyes.
I know. I love cheering on my teammates. We bet that I go.
But that's gold. We can rearrange it. You feel me? I low key. Shoot. Breaking a world record. Gold.
Yeah, gold.
All right, cool. We got everything. Got everything settled. We'll put this on Instagram too. Have you all judge it. Think of how it everything looks. But first, we got to rearrange our gold section. Everything else looks pretty good, huh? Like the silver, bronze, all American. Right now, the DNF, we have doing a favorite workout and napping at a meet. That's the worst. All-American, we got pre-race music and carb nights. Bronze, we have a fresh track and field uniform, friendly rivalry, breaking a meet record, and getting a PR and losing. Silver, we have butterflies, runners high, slash in the zone, end of the season banquet, getting a personal record, post-race meal, seeing your teammates win. Do you want to change that? Do you want to put, like, seeing your teammates win? Or like,
I mean, we're doing a rank. I would put seeing your teammates win before like post race meal.
Or post race meal?
I don't really. Post race meal to me is like almost like all American. I ain't even gonna lie.
But no, bro, that's silver, bro. You sleep, bro. You don't be going to the right spots. That's why. That's the thing.
I'm trying to get to the banquet, bro.
All right, last one, gold. All right, let's rearrange this, bro. Right now, we got winning Olympic gold, winning national title, breaking a high school national record, breaking an NCAA record, breaking a national record, breaking a school record, outkicking or winning on last attempt, winning your event, cheering on teammates, and breaking a world record.
So I think we got to put breaking a world record right behind winning gold, right?
Winning Olympic gold?
Yeah. Or we put ahead. What do you think?
Nah, winning Olympic gold. Yeah, winning Olympic gold is bigger. It's bigger.
And then I think winning a national title.
Bro, honestly, winning a national title, low-key, I feel like it needs to fall way back.
Because I think, is breaking a high school record better than that? What are you thinking?
It low-key is.
And, right?
And low-key, it is. Hey, low-key, I don't know. Maybe it's just social media these days. But like, if you breaking a high school national record, that's a pretty big deal. You know that's a big deal too, because just imagine. Because now I'm in my job. I'm looking for a job. You feel me? I'm looking for a job. Imagine I did this interview, Aaron. All right, I did this interview. The guy asked me, "What's the most interesting thing about you?" That's not on your resume.
That's a good question.
My answer wasn't that good. But if I was Elizabeth Leachman, And like, I was looking for a job 10 years from where she is now. She would be like 26. And they asked her that question, and I'd be like, I broke the national record when I was 16 years old in the indoor 5,000 meter.
Shoot, that'd be on my resume though.
like, bro, come on. What you gonna do with that? What you gonna do with that, bro? Like,
that is an interesting fact. Or like, you're like, well, me and my boys in high school, we got the 4x1 like national record, you know?
And exactly.
Like, what? How did that? Then they're gonna wanna hear the whole story behind it. Like, yeah, like da, 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 da. The glory days, bro.
And they know from that fact, this person disciplined, they dedicated, and like
even. But you could say the same thing if you won a national title, though.
Bro, so many people win national titles. Let's think about that. We didn't even clarify. That could be Junior Olympics.
That's facts.
Like,
but everybody just understands, though, if you, like, I have the national, I still currently hold the high school national record in the 100. That's hard. I can't lie. You 47. Well, Mike Granville, he got the, that's hard. He got the national record still in the 800. That for like 20 years. That's hard.
I think like 25, 26 years.
Bro, that's almost older than me.
No, like, bro.
That's crazy.
1996. It's almost about 30 years.
That's crazy, bro. Like, come on.
Number three.
Breaking an NCAA record, is that better than winning a national title?
Nah. I don't think so. But I was going to say, I think breaking a national record is low-key ahead of a high school national record.
Getting the U.S., let's say you win the U.S. record in the, and like Noah Lyles just got the U.S. record.
Yeah.
And that's better than what Quincy Wilson, what's his name?
Yeah, Quincy Wilson.
Quincy Wilson did in the indoor 400.
Yeah. But it's also, it's also like Laura Galvan, you know, like.
Yeah.
How many Mexico records does she have? Or anytime.
She's a legend, bro.
Anytime. Look at Luis, bro. Like.
It's facts.
Like, that's like, if you're in a small country, bro, and you're breaking every single time you PR, you're breaking a national record. That's amazing. That's amazing. And you're created as a legend, and you're such an inspiration to your people. And it's the same for America. Like, you're breaking the national record, especially in that discipline. Like, you are a legend in that time and such an inspiration that kids are always going to look back to. So I would say, even if you go down on the list, like, you're still someone that's going to be up there. Like, people are never going to forget Tyson Gay. Like, even though Tyson Gay is still a national record holder, right? He still is. But like, once someone breaks that, no one's gonna, every single time someone gets close to that, they're always gonna bring up Tyson Gay's name, like, no matter what, for the rest of the days, like, until he like falls to number 20. I don't think that will ever happen in history. Like, that would be insane. So like,
no, we won't be here we won't be here around that time.
Yeah. And so, all right, cheering on teammates. Is that, I low key, I guess it's at the end. I don't know. I feel like that's a little bit better than winning your event in a way.
I don't know, man. I think, in my opinion, like, what if you're cheering on your teammates and they're getting smacked? Like, I feel like seeing your teammates win is more gold than cheering on your teammates. Like, you're Josh Kerr. You're Julian, watching Josh Kerr win the 1500 against Jakob at Worlds, bro. Like, of course, like, the cheering was great. Like, they loved it. They were in the moment. But seeing him win, that might even bring you to tears, bro.
I don't know, bro. I don't know. I think you're too focused on the high of it, you know? I think even just in the medium of seeing your cheering for your teammate, that's the essence of seeing your teammate win, cheering. Like, it starts with that. I mean, like, this is the thing. You can see Josh Kerr, your teammate, win on the TV screen, but actually being in a stadium and like seeing
that's fire. But seeing him win in person though, in the stadium. It doesn't matter. You could be, bro, you could be in a bar full of people, too busy to really cheer, but you just watch and you just see this boy win. You're going to be like, bro, you're going to be shook. You're going to be like, dang, that's my homie right there. Like, he really did that. He really did that.
All right, maybe.
I don't know.
You want to put that in gold?
That might be more than, I would say, take out winning your event and put seeing your teammates win.
Wow. All right. I like bold moves.
But we're going to keep out kicking.
Like that?
Yeah.
Like that?
Right. No, I think that's good.
That's good. That's our list. They're our gold, our favorite things in track and field. These aren't things that we achieved, but favorite things in track and field. I think that would be listing, you feel me? Winning Olympic gold, number one, 1A, breaking a world record, breaking a national record, breaking high school and national record, winning a national title, breaking NCAA record, breaking a school record, our outkicking slash winning on your last attempt, seeing your teammates win and cheering on teammates. Our second tier of silver would be winning your event, butterflies, runners high slash in the zone, end of season banquet, getting a personal record, and post-race meal. Bronze, we have a fresh track and field uniform, a friendly rivalry, breaking a meet record, getting a PR but losing. All-American is pre-race music and carb nights, and DNF, things we don't like, we don't want, doing your favorite workout and napping at a track and field meet. Hey, that's our favorite things in track and field, bro. That was pretty fun. I want to do this again, Aaron, but I want to do this. We got to bring on some track heads. We look, you got
to
bring
on. That's
what
I was thinking as soon as we started. I was like, we need to call in and like,
yeah,
tea on here.
Or we just need like some other people. We need an athlete on here or something. And I think that would be fun. We'll post this up on Instagram for y'all can see our full list. And I think I can make this public for y'all can even like, do your own tier rankings and stuff. So I hope you guys like this. Hope that was kind of fun. A little warm up as we get into the track season. Hope this guys gets you guys hyped. And we're going to be seeing people win Olympic gold this year. We've already seen world records go down. I think we're going to see more world records go down. Some high school national records already went down this past week. Some national records will go down, NCAA. So really excited for this track season. And yeah, leave a review. Keep on liking everything. Keep everything going. Like, we appreciate your guys' support. Anything else before we get out of here, bro?
Hey, man. Appreciate everybody that's been tapping into the marathon episode. Y'all really loving that one, bro. So I'm excited. I'm honestly, I got like a little like a pep to my step now, man. I'm ready to get ready for another race, bro. So I got to figure out what the next one's going to be and keep y'all updated. But yeah, we appreciate everybody that's tapped in, that's been listening to the podcast for the past couple of weeks. But please, if you can, you know, share this with a friend, you know, leave a comment or whatever. But we here for y'all. We connecting culture to track and field, to running. So tell a friend. So they could tell a friend.
Let's get it. See y'all next week.